Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Otto Loos.
Still getting over the excitement of suspense.
And Otto is hot this morning. There's just no question about it.
Well, Neil Diamond will do that to you.
If anybody just tuning in, Otto had a date last night.
Him
and
I love
his
it.
Wife with the Neil Diamond concert. And he's still humming Sweet Caroline. And actually, maybe later on in the Christina Lou show, the two of them will sing it for us.
We can't sing without Claudia.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Claudia was part of the singing?
Claudia was part of it.
But
she's our lead singer. Right?
She knew the words. But nevertheless, we had two wonderful guests again today, the Hillside Library and then all the park people and all the concerts that are coming up, which Christina keeps you up to date on them anyway every week, bringing it up. And how is Christina Lou?
Good. And I think the lesson of today is that nobody can say they're bored. You know, we always say it on the show, you complain and complain, oh, there's nothing to do. I mean, there's so much going on at the library. The Parks Department this summer is clearly doing a lot of great stuff, too, and all the beautiful facilities. So nobody can complain, I think, is the overall mission here. Well, and there's even more going on.
An interesting question is, people do say that they have nothing to do. Why is that? How do you get people to understand that there is a lot to do and it's a matter of you doing it?
Yeah.
And it's not going to come to your house.
But I think my gut feeling is that's the way they've always been.
Yeah.
You know, and as you age, you're still the same personality. And the person who's going to be going out at night, like, say, Christina, going to concerts, as she ages, you know, and it's coming. I mean, but anyway, as she ages, she'll still be going to concerts. She'll be doing something.
That's right.
But there's other people never got involved. Yeah. And that's what it's going to be. And there's other people, you know, and you see them. They just complain there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
It's a shame. And you have, I know, Otto, a whole different philosophy, a very healthy philosophy. You got to keep moving forward. And why sit in your house week after week and do nothing and say, what's there to do? It's too hot. It's too cold.
Well, I learned early on. I remember going in the business world. I'd go to the home office. Ready. I was in sales world.
Okay.
And we sold business to business to corporations, different systems, whatever. And I remember getting prepared to go to the home office to unload my list of garbage, stuff. And then one day I was walking into the building and I'm saying to myself, you know what? They don't want to hear it. They really don't want to hear the problems for the most part. And I think that's true in life a lot of times. People really don't want to hear, if you're going to sit around and say there's nothing to do and mumble and grumble all day long, people really don't want to hear that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? And you're going to wind up by yourself. And it's
I agree 100%.
Not a good place to be.
No.
I mean, it could be, but, I mean, I think we all want to enjoy being with ourselves,
if
you will, but not all day long every day. That's not a good thing.
No, I agree with you.
And
100%.
Then you get yourself
and
down.
Otto always, has been a proponent of, getting out there and doing it. Ever since I've known Otto, And what was that? You had that great quote, and I think we actually had it in one of our pioneers many, many years ago, with like,
it takes as long to do something as it does to do nothing.
Yeah.
So you might as well do something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because when the time is over, at least you did something.
Yeah.
Right.
As opposed to sitting there doing nothing.
I always remembered that. I was like,
And time goes fast. So all of a sudden, this summer is going to be over. And
please don't rush the
summer. No. And you didn't do anything because all the concerts to do, there's so many things you could do.
Yeah.
There's so many things available. But I think a lot of it is personality.
They'll all be passed if you don't.
Right.
You can't do it all.
No,
you have to
not.
Pick your spots. There's no question about it.
And there's certainly great stuff going on. And, kudos to North Hempstead. So many departments are all providing such amazing programs. I mean, Project Independence, obviously being one of them. But something else I really want to get the word out there. We mentioned it last week, but it's this foreclosure prevention workshop. And this is through the Supervisor Bosworth, the town board, and the building department. So it's really just important because it's going to be on June 20th, and, it's from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury. We talk about this all the time. It's such a major problem. And there's so many scam companies out there, which I think adds a whole another layer of this, you know, and you could end up even in more hot water than really beforehand. So
just
you have to be careful.
Two cents worth again. I think foreclosures are, if you're, fortunately I'm not in that position, but if you are in that position, I think there might be a tendency to not talk about that.
Absolutely, right?
It's like a shame factor or whatever. You know, whatever caused you to get into that situation, it's real. And I think it's great that it can be addressed openly.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
You can go there and openly talk about it.
No, and really learn how to get out because, you know, it's very tricky because, you know, there are these reverse mortgage things that sometimes can be beneficial depending on your situation. You know, we're not here to tell you to do it or not do it. But, you know, there's a lot of times that that might not be the correct thing either, you know, to be.
You
know,
have
we've had that on our radio show, too, that topic, because it's a very complicated topic. So I think that the fact that North Hempstead is, you know, providing this free workshop is really, really important. So
I don't know. I made a good point. Financial and physical health, you have to talk about it with me and you have to share it.
No, because it just it gets worse, and then by that time, it's really hard to get out of. So it's definitely, and you don't have to register for this event, you know. So you're able just to show up.
What's the date again?
It is on June 20th, so that's next Tuesday, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury.
Okay.
So you can call 311, you know, for more details. But what's nice, you don't have to even register. You can just show up and you know, learn about this. And you know what is actually great too, because in getting all the material for this, there's a bunch of links on the website of different things also that we didn't even know. And this is great for us and for our social workers too. So I actually sent it around to everyone, because there's a New York State Mortgage Assistance Program. There's a Long Island Housing Partnership that gives you free default and foreclosure counseling. You know, so there's a lot of things out there. The New York State Attorney General's Homeowners Protection Program also. So each of them provide different services. But there are services out there that I think a lot of people are not aware of. So definitely
check
that out.
Actually, there's an article in Newsday today. I didn't read it yet. Where the headline was somebody avoided foreclosure. So I don't know what they did. But it's interesting, you know, it's worth looking at.
Absolutely.
Whatever. It said, you know, Long Island couple avoid foreclosure,
well,
whatever happens.
That's always good. And I'm going to actually have to check that out because I wonder what occurred there.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a stigma connected to foreclosure.
Oh, sure.
And I think it's important for people to try to get past that and address the problem.
Absolutely.
And try to figure out maybe you can get away without having a foreclosure.
Yeah.
Right, right. I mean, the bank doesn't want the house in the first place.
Right.
They really don't, because then they have to try to sell it and it's going to sit there empty maybe for a year. My neighbor foreclosed. This is 5 or 6 years ago. The house was empty for 3 years. I mean, and then fortunately, then the whole neighborhood doesn't like it. Then they finally wound up selling it to the bank to somebody who fixed it all up, and it's a lovely house today. But they would rather avoid that, make a deal or something. Short sales. I mean, there's all different stuff, but those are the kind of programs you go.
Right, and you could learn about options.
You learn about something,
that's really,
and then you go forward,
you know,
and you ask more questions
exactly.
Afterwards.
All we could do is just provide education. I think North Hempstead really specializes in getting the word out there to people so they're able to kind of benefit themselves.
I go to a lot of these different programs, and even coming on the radio. Every person, you learn something new.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they'll be, even if you walk away with one bit of something you never heard before, it's worth it.
Yeah, and you know, I like these open forums too, because you're able to hear other people's questions too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the building department does a lot of those programs, you know, when you're trying to find out what kind of permits you need and stuff. So it's just kind of good sometimes to hear what someone else, you know, has a question on that something you might not have thought of. So definitely check that out, June 20th.
You know, I think a big thing about this type of thing, like the people are not trying to put the screws to you and make you foreclose.
Right.
You know, right.
They really don't want to do that. They really want to help you. And it's the same thing with a lot of other things. The buildings department. The town is not trying to make your life miserable.
Right.
And they really would like to help get you through the situation.
Right.
They're not trying to look around and say, oh, I can get you for this, that, or whatever.
Right.
So I think part of it comes down to your own attitude towards taking some help.
Right, I agree.
And they, you know, be honest and have an open conversation about the problem.
I don't know anything about that fire in London, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that goes back to the building department. And there's certain people, they complain, but the building department is trying to make sure they do the things to code, so nothing really happens. If you're supposed to use steel, use steel. Don't use wood. I mean, wood could work, but wood could burn. So, I mean, there's different rules. Now, I'm not saying...
There's reasons for these rules. Exactly. You know, that's the bottom line, is that they're not just created, you know, out of thin air. There's reasons and different things to maintain safety for everyone, so... just try and do the right things. What we're trying
exactly.
to
right.
At the end of the day, but another
it
great
would be a show. Excuse me, Christina.
Just you do the right thing.
No, find a couple of people. These people we talk about that are always going to complain, that never want to do anything.
I could find them. I could probably do. I'm not going to mention any names, but I think I might be able to
get
to round up
a
group
and make sure Otto's here, and we'll have to grill them.
We'll do an intervention. But also coming up on Saturday, June 24th, is the STOP program, which will be at Westbury High School from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is definitely an important program. I think it's always a great thing to get rid of whatever you can. I know Otto's a proponent in, you know, kind of thinning out things from time and time again before it gets too intense with all these boxes. Can add up quite quick. Mm-hmm. I know myself, I cleaned up my garage this weekend, so... You know, I was trying to take my own advice that I preach on the show.
Good for you.
But what's great about this is you can dispose of dangerous and chemical waste, you know, that you can't dispose of in your mm-hmm. your regular garbage pickup. So it's different aerosols, chemicals, pesticides, disinfectants, fertilizers, light bulbs, thermostats, rechargeable and lithium batteries, TVs and computers, latex and water-based paints. You know, there's a whole slew of things that you could do, and you can call through on one or check on the website, too, to find out that information. But what's also great about this, you could bring up to 6 banker boxes of stuff to be shredded, and you watch it all, you know, because, I mean, that's, I think, a huge problem, too, because paper certainly adds up really quick.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of those things have confidential information on it. You might not want to, you know, just throw it in your regular garbage. But this way you could sit there and watch it all be shredded on these giant trucks. And every 2,000 pounds of paper the town recycles equates to 17 trees saved.
Wow. Okay.
So there's a positive side to it, too. You know, you're keeping confidential and doing that as well.
And it's very senior friendly. I went once and I watched the people in front of me. They'll come to your car. You have your grandchildren put the stuff in your trunk. When you get to the stop, they'll take it out of your trunk. You don't have to get out of the car even.
That's a great group.
I actually had that. One of the old televisions that weigh like 200 pounds.
Right.
I got it in the car with help, but then there it was.
Yep.
Now getting it out, there were two people on the other end that
I was amazed when I
right
watched
them.
No, and that's definitely a great thing to mention. And on top of all these things, there's also the Big Brothers Big Sisters will be there for a clothing donation area. So they'll be collecting all kinds of work, you know, gently used or working clothes, stuffed animals, electronics, toys, sporting equipment, shoes, books, rugs, bikes, lamps. I mean, they're collecting a whole bunch of things too. So they're really covering a lot of bases here. So I think it's definitely something worth checking out. So that is on June 24th at the Westbury High School. So check that out, everyone. What's been also great, you know, today we had on the Hillside Library, and last week was Port Washington, and we're trying to get Great Neck Library actually to come on. Because something that came out of the Great Neck Advisory is this Great Neck Library Tech Squad. So there was a representative that came to the Great Neck Advisory a couple of months back, and a question that came up was that a lot of people, you know, just don't, they have a lot, you know, they got a laptop or an iPad or something for, you know, the holidays or their birthday. They have no idea how to use it, and they really need someone to assist them. And Project Independence, we provide, you know, we try to do it every couple of months, some kind of thing with Barbara Melman, who will, you know, teach you how to do different parts of technology. But they wanted a more of a steady thing, so now Great Neck Library is providing this tech squad. So you can learn how to use your iPad, your tablet, how to use social media, Microsoft Office, smartphone apps, and more. So you just come in, you bring your questions, whatever your, you know, device is, and someone will sit there and help you, which I think is wonderful. So
now the smartphone, by the way, is deceptive. I know a lot of seniors that first of all, they don't want to have a cell phone, and if they do have it, they don't want to put it on because it might wear out.
Right. I like that.
Yeah, but it's true.
No, it is.
And I think if they would learn, you know, a smartphone can be simplified. You don't have to have 800 apps
Absolutely,
on there.
Right.
You can just have the basic apps.
That's what you need.
And it's a very powerful tool. So to be able to go someplace and talk to people about how to use it, other than family members,
yeah.
because that doesn't always work out.
Yes.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break, and we'll come back to this topic. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're right back.